kind of the boundaries or the foundations of speech, so that there's the what is worthy and not worthy. What I'm going to look for. Ajahn Jeff has it translated in a slightly different way, in the sense of saying what is worthy and not what is unworthy. Let's see. The first one, wholesome speech, the saints say, is the foremost. So let's say. So he says, and says only what is well spoken, not what is poorly spoken. And then the second is, this translation is Dr. Satatisa. He is a Sri Lankan monk who lived in England for many, many years. And he was very supportive of the Ajahn Sumedho and the establishing of the first presence of our community in England. Actually, when Ajahn Chah took Ajahn, when they went to England, and then Ajahn Chah went back to Thailand and left Ajahn Sumedho there, he said, take Dr. Satatisa as the Sangharaja, or as the Supreme Patriarch of England. You have anything to consult. So he had Ajahn Chah had a lot of respect for Dr. Satatisa. Dr. Satatisa is a very learned and he could converse in Pali. So, and he put a lot of effort into trying to make this translation, which is probably done in the 1970s, kind of more conversational or using common language.